From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, an appeals court increases former President Yoon Sang-yeol's prison sentence to 7 years on charges including obstruction of arrest related to his 2024 martial law declaration. The Fair Trade Watchdog decides to recognize Kim Bum-suk, founder of Coupang, as a controlling shareholder of the e-commerce giant. And the foreign ministry says it is mulling ways for South Korean vessels to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, including consultations with the Iranian government. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Early last year, then-President Yoon Sang-yeol and his security team engaged in an hours-long standoff with investigators attempting to arrest him on insurrection charges. For obstructing their efforts, Yoon got a 5-year sentence that has just been increased to 7 years on appeal in one of numerous cases resulting from the former president's decision to declare martial law on December 3, 2024. Eileen Cahill has more.
An appeals court has sentenced former President Yoon Sang-yeol to 7 years in prison for offenses related to the obstruction of his arrest after his 2024 martial law declaration. The Seoul High Court issued the ruling Thursday, adjusting the 5-year sentence a lower court handed down after finding Yoon guilty of charges including abuse of authority and special obstruction of public duty. While his sentence is heavier than before, it falls short of the 10 years sought by special counsel Jo Eun-sok's team. The appellate court upheld the lower court's guilty verdicts on key charges, ruling that the former president obstructed the execution of an arrest warrant by anti-corruption officials in January of last year by mobilizing presidential security personnel and ordering the deletion of secure phone records. In a modification of the lower court's ruling, the appellate court also found Yoon guilty of abusing his authority by calling only select cabinet members to a meeting to review his martial law plan, saying he violated the rights of 9 cabinet members instead of 7. It reversed the lower court's not guilty ruling on another matter too, finding that Yoon instructed officials to disseminate false information defending martial law to foreign media and recognizing the act as an abuse of power. The court additionally upheld his conviction related to the creation and destruction of a martial law proclamation document after the decree was lifted, while maintaining his acquittal on the charge of using this false document. Yoon's defense counsel said he will appeal the ruling. It was the first appellate court decision in the martial law case and the first verdict from the Seoul High Court's special tribunal dedicated to insurrection cases stemming from the events of December 3, 2024. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea's antitrust regulator says it will, as of Wednesday, recognize Coupang founder Kim Bum-suk as the single controlling shareholder responsible for the business. The Korean-American businessman, also known as Bum Kim, had not been legally in charge of the e-commerce giant's South Korea operations as an individual until now. That was because the U.S.-listed business's South Korea headquarters was registered with the government as a controlling shareholder, but the Fair Trade Commission now says that is no longer the case. Bae Ji-yeon explains.
The South Korean government is now legally allowed to put e-commerce billionaire Kim Bum-suk under a wider lens of regulatory scrutiny. The Fair Trade Commission announced its decision on Wednesday to recognize the founder of Coupang, better known as Bum Kim, as the controlling shareholder of the e-commerce giant. The changes in the regulatory filing will trigger disclosure obligations for Kim and his family and will place ultimate responsibility for the business with Kim. Since the FTC reclassified the e-commerce company as a large business group in 2021, the regulator had recognized the South Korean entity Coupang Corporation as the controlling shareholder of its business operations here, rather than specifying an individual as it had with Samsung Electronics or SK. The FTC explained that this is no longer appropriate for Coupang, since it found that Kim's younger brother Kim Yoo-suk has worked as a vice president of the company in South Korea. Bum Kim controls the e-commerce empire as the chief executive of Coupang's U.S.-based parent company, Coupang Inc., which owns 100% of Coupang Corporation in South Korea. Wednesday's announcement came as the South Korean government is tightening its oversight of the U.S.-listed company in the wake of last year's massive personal information leak, which affected some 33.7 million users. The widening multi-agency probe into the Coupang data leak scandal and its management had led to diplomatic friction with Washington. Some 50 Republican lawmakers in the U.S. sent a complaint to the foreign ministry in Seoul, claiming the regulatory scrutiny is discriminatory. South Korean lawmakers in the ruling Democratic Party have responded, saying the government is only enforcing domestic law. Asked to comment on the FTC's latest decision, presidential spokesperson Kang Yoo-jung said it is in line with laws and principles. Pidgeon, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has told the group of legislators that while political disagreements over domestic issues are common in other countries, self-destructive behavior in external affairs is rare. Yet it seems to him that such tendencies still persist in South Korea. He made the remarks on Wednesday during a luncheon with lawmakers from five minor parties and independents, emphasizing the need for politicians to demonstrate unity in times of crisis. His comments are seen as a call for bipartisan cooperation on foreign and security issues amid opposition criticism of the government's diplomacy, including its handling of relations with the United States. He said that while domestic problems can be overcome internally, worsening external conditions are harder to address by national efforts alone. He then urged the politicians to adopt a more public-minded stance in dealing with foreign affairs and to prioritize the broader interests of the nation and its people. The foreign ministry says it is mulling ways for South Korean vessels to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, a news that a Japanese oil tanker passed through the strait after getting approval from Iranian authorities. A ministry official said Wednesday that the government is actively seeking ways to address the current situation, including consultations with the Iranian government based on its fundamental position. Seoul's basic stance is that all vessels stranded in the strait, including South Korea's, should swiftly be guaranteed free and safe passage in line with international regulations. The official said that Seoul is holding multilateral contacts and cooperation with related countries with the ship's safety and the positions of shipping companies in mind. The official's remarks come after Iranian media said a very large crude carrier belonging to a Japanese shipping firm and carrying 2 million barrels of crude oil passed through the Strait of Hormuz early in the day after securing approval from Iranian authorities. The number of parliamentary by-elections to be held alongside the June 3rd local elections has risen to 14, turning the race into a mini-general election. Eight lawmakers from the ruling Democratic Party and one from the main opposition People Power Party will resign their parliamentary seats on Wednesday to run for mayoral or gubernatorial posts. For by-elections to be held concurrently with the local elections, sitting lawmakers must step down by Thursday and notify the National Election Commission of vacancies in their constituencies. Pyeongtaek-eul in Gyeonggi Province and Bukgukap in Busan are emerging as key battlegrounds, with Pyeongtaek-eul shaping up as a five-way race with no clear frontrunner in recent polls. In Bukgukap, a three-way contest is expected as the Democratic Party and the People Power Party prepare nominations, while former People Power Party leader Han Dong-hun enters the race as an independent. A Suwon court has issued a detention warrant for the owner of a metal cleaning company who allegedly assaulted a foreign worker and caused serious injury by blasting air into his body. The Suwon District Court convened a hearing on Tuesday to review the case and subsequently issue the warrant for the man in his 60s, citing risks of flight and the destruction of evidence. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.